Good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to call the Senate Transportation Committee to order. The time now is 1:33 p.m., March 7, 2017. With me today is Senator Wilson, Senator Eden, and myself, Stedman. We have two items on the agenda today, and we're going to go out of order a little bit here. We're going to start with Senate Bill 50, increase studded tire fees, and then we're going to follow up with a confirmation hearing regarding Marine pilots, Mr. Ronald Ward. So, I would like to go ahead and bring up Senate Bill 50, Act relating to the fees for the sale and or installation of studded tires and providing for an effective date. Senate Bill 50 was previously aired on February 23rd. Senator Diesel, she can come forward and quickly remind the committee of the bill. DOT's response to questions was forwarded to the committee members on February 28th. And we've already had public testimony, Senator Diesel, for those watching at home. Would you please kind of give us a brief synopsis of the bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, this is Senator Kathy Diesel representing Senate District N. The bill would increase an already existing fee for studded tires. The fee increase would be to $50 per tire. This would be for a new studded tire or a used studded tire to which studs were inserted for the first time. The purpose of the bill is to help fund the costs of damage that studded tires do to our roads, exemplified on our main highways by severe ruts, which are a safety hazard.
Thank you. Let the record show, Senator McKinnon, Senator Bishop have arrived. Do any committee members have any questions concerning the bill? Senator Eden, we have a motion.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I move Senate Bill 50 with a test fiscal note and individual recommendations.
We have a motion to move the bill from committee with attached fiscal notes and individual recommendations. Do we have objection?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I object.
And we have an objection to moving the bill. Senator Wilson, can you speak to your objection, please?
Yes, thank you. Senate Bill 50, you know, we heard from DOT in terms of different increases of taxes, different increases of fees, and where that funding would go. Me not being a sort of a designated general fund item, you know, I just feel a little uneasy with just having all a rate increase without knowing how this would benefit the folks of Alaska. And more dispersely, you know, it seems like the more higher traffic areas are the ones that are affected by this. And so having a broad user tax fee that would benefit a small portion of populations does not seem equitable in that sense. I'm okay with, you know, a slight increase of tire fee going up from 5 to 50 seems a little high. And with not having conclusive data is really hard for this bill. And that's why I just can't support that. But with that, I'll remove my objection.
Objection removed. Without further objection, I'm moving the bill from committee. Seeing none, we'll go ahead and move the bill from committee with individual recommendations and attach this one to the next committee referral and ask the chairman of that next committee to try to address Senator Wilson's concern of the monies that come into DOT when she has that up. With that, we're going on to the next item up on the agenda. Mr. Ronald Ward was appointed to the Board of Marine Pilots by the governor on March 1st, 2017. I'd like to give Mr. Ward a few minutes to have a brief introduction of himself, his professional expertise, and his understanding of the Board of Marine Pilots' mission and his willingness to serve. But before he gets into that, I'd just like to remind everybody that we'll have a hearing here on Mr. Ward, and it does not bind anybody for any future votes that they may or may not take. And Mr. Ward, if you could introduce yourself for the record, who you represent, and introduce yourself, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Captain Ron Ward. I'm with Southwest Alaska Pilots in Homer, Alaska. I've been pilot with Southwest Pilots since 1997. I started in 93 training and became a full pilot in 2000. I've been attending the Board of Marine Pilots meetings since 1993 when I first moved to Alaska, and prior to that I was a tanker captain transporting Alaskan crude from the TAPS system, loading in Valdez and discharging on the West Coast for 17 years. A long history with the state of Alaska and the pipeline system, and also as a pilot since 97 here with Southwest Alaska Pilots. I'm very committed to the mission of the Board of Marine Pilots, protecting the Alaskan environment and promoting safe commerce. I've been a member of the Port Commission of the Port of Anchorage various times in the last 5-6 years. I'm the vice president of the Kahuna Harbor Safety Committee, promoting best practices for commerce in Kahuna. Senator Pete Michici is our president. I've been working with him for a few years on that endeavor. And let's see. I've been a licensed mariner since 1980 and a licensed unlimited master since 1989, and piloting in the state since 97. Not sure what else I can tell you. Be happy to answer any questions if I have.
We can assume your willingness to serve because you applied?
Yes, yes, sir. No, I'm very willing and actually eager to be involved. I've been observing from the outside for many years. I'm actually honored to have been offered the position and eager to serve.
Thank you. Do we have any questions from the committee members? Mr. Ward. Yes. Senator.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Captain Ward, I just want to clarify because I want to make sure the application is accurate. We have an electronic application in front of us, and could you restate when you were licensed as an unlimited master mariner?
Unlimited master mariner, you know, what did I say, 89? I think it was probably 91 now that I think about it. I know I started sailing as master in 91. I may have been licensed in 90 or 91, but whatever it says on the application, I'm sure I researched it before I put it down on the application, but yeah, it was in that range.
And again, you just stated something that was different than the record. The same thing holds true for the Alaska licensed marine pilot. The record shows that we have in front of us 1997 to present. Is that accurate or is there?
No, that's actually what I stated. I received my initial license as a deputy marine pilot in 1997. However, I started training in 1993. It took 4 years to acquire the local knowledge and do the training dockings to become a marine pilot in 97, so that's correct. 1997 was my deputy license, and I didn't receive my unlimited, you know, marine pilot license until 2000 because you have to work your license up over 3 years.
Any other questions for Mr. Wood? Seeing none. Mr. Wood, thank you for calling in. We have no further questions for you, I guess. We'll see the will of the committee here.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate the opportunity. I look forward to hearing from
you. Will of the committee. Senator Bishop, you look like you've got a big smile on your face. You just wanted to have some activity here. We have a motion for the chairman.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the nomination of Ronald Ward to the Board of Marine Pilots be forwarded to a joint session for consideration. This does not reflect an intent by any member to vote for or against the confirmation during any further sessions.
We have a motion to forward on Mr. Ronald Ward's name and his appointment to the Board of Marine Pilots. Do we have objection? Seeing none, we will forward Mr. Ronald Ward's name forward for consideration. Mr. Ward, thank you for your time. And good luck in the future. Stay off the rocks. We are adjourned.